Brachos Daf Nun Zayin, continuing with things you see in a dream. If you see the name Huna in a dream, it means that there will be a miracle for you. If you see the name Hanina, Hananya, or Yochanan, that means that you'll have miracles upon miracles. If you see the word eulogy, it means that you were spared by heaven. However, these are all only when you see the actual word written out in your dream. If you answer Yehesh Me Rabbah to Kaddish in your dream, it means you're going to have Olam Haba. If you're saying Shema, it means that you're fit to have the Shechina, to have Hashem resting on you, but the rest of your generation is not deserving of that. If you're putting on tefillin, it means that you can expect greatness. If you're davening, that's a good sign, but that's as long as you don't finish davening before you wake up. If you have relations with your mother in your dream, that means you can expect bina, understanding. Relations with a betrothed woman means Torah, because we don't say Morasha Kilas Yaakov. We rather don't say Morasha, rather read it as Me'orasa, right? Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha. It's Me'orasa, meaning betrothed. If you had relations with your sister, it means you can expect wisdom. Relations with a married woman means that you can expect Olam Haba, but this is as long as it's not a woman that you know and that you'd be thinking about during the day. Avchir Bar Abba says, if you see wheat, that means you can expect peace. If you see barley, it means that your sins have left. Rav Zeira says that he only went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. He only moved when he saw barley in his dream. If you see a vine with grapes on it, it means that your wife won't miscarry. A branch of a vine, it means you can expect Mashiach. If you see a figs, it means that you're not going to forget your Torah. If you see pomegranates, if they're small, it means that your business is going to increase. If they're split, it depends. If you're a Talmud Chacham, it means you're going to have more Torah. If you're an Ama Aretz, it means you're going to have more mitzvos. If you see olives, if they're small, it means that your business is going to be successful. If you see an olive tree itself, it means you'll have many children. And there are those that teach differently, that if you see olives, it means that a good name is going to go out for you. Olive oil means that you're going to be able to perceive the light of Torah. If you see dates, it means that your sins have ended. Rav Yosef says a goat means that you're going to have a blessed year. Many goats means many blessed years. Myrtle branch means that your assets are going to do well. If you don't have any assets, it means you're going to inherit a large inheritance. Or an inheritance. Ula says, there are those that say that this is only when the myrtle is attached to the base, to its base. If you see an esrog, it means that you're beautiful in the eyes of Hashem. A lulav means that you only have soul allegiance to Hashem. If you see a goose, it means wisdom. If you had relations with this goose, it means that you're going to become a Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Ashi says, yeah, this happened to me where I saw a goose and I had relations with the goose in my dream and I ended up becoming a Rosh Yeshiva. If you see a head of the yeshiva. If you see a rooster, it means you will have a son. Roosters means you'll have sons. A hen means that you're going to get a beautiful garden and you will rejoice in it. If you see eggs, it means that it's unclear if your request that you've been making, if your request that you made from Hashem will be granted or not, will be answered. However, if the egg is broken, it means that your request will be fulfilled. This applies for nuts, cucumbers, glass, and anything that is easily breakable. If you enter a large town in your dream, it means that your desires will be fulfilled. If you cut your hair, it's a good sign. If you cut your hair and your beard, it's a good sign for you and your entire family. If you're sitting in a small boat, it means that you're going to have a good name go out for you. If you're in a big boat, it means that you and your family will have a good name, but this is only if the boat is lifted up high by a wave. If you relieved yourself in your dream, it's a good sign, but this is only if you didn't wipe. If you ascended to the roof, that means you're going to rise to prominence. If you descended from the roof, that means you're going to descend from prominence. However, Abai and Rava say that once you go up in prominence, you can't come down. If you tear your garment, it means that a bad decree against you was torn up in Shemaim. If you were naked, it depends. If you live in Bavel, then that means you're naked of sin. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, it means you're naked of mitzvos. If you were seized by a Roman officer, it means you can expect protection. If you're put in chains, that means you'll have a lot of protection. But this is only literal chains, not if you were tied up in a rope. If you enter a marsh, it means you're going to become a Rosh Yeshiva. If you enter a forest, it means you're going to become a Rosh Livnei Kala, which is like a higher level. You're working with the higher level learners. Rav Papa entered a marsh and he became a Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna, Breder of Yoshua, entered a forest and he became the Rosh Libnei Kala. And there are those that say that both Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Breder of Yoshua, entered a marsh in their dream, but the difference was Rav Papa had a bell on his neck and he became a Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna, Breder of Yoshua, did not have a bell on his neck and therefore he became a Rosh Libnei Kala. Rav Ashi says that I entered a marsh with a bell on my neck and I became a Rosh Yeshiva. If you see in your dream that you let blood, it means that your sins are forgiven. However, Abraisa says that means that your sins are arranged for him, which makes it seem like all your sins are right there, that they're not forgiven. No, it means that they're arranged to be forgiven. If you see a snake in your dream, it means that you're going to have parnasa, you're going to make a good income. If the snake bit you, it means that your panasa is going to be doubled. And if you kill the snake, that means that your panasa is going to be ruined. Rav Sheshet says that you killing the snake, that should be proof that your panasa will be doubled even more so. But we said that Rav Sheshet only said this because he himself saw a snake and killed it in his dream. And so he was just saying this because he was nervous that it meant that his panasa was going to be ruined. All drinks in your dream are a good sign, except for wine. Sometimes people drink it and it's good. That's a good sign. Sometimes people drink it and it's a bad sign. Rav Yochanan says that if a Talmid Chacham sees wine in his dream or he drinks it, that is always a good sign for him. Rav Yochanan says that if you wake up with a pusuk in your mouth, that's a nevuah katana, a small level nevuah prophecy. If you see David in your dream, it means you can expect piety. Shaul, you can expect wisdom. Achav, you should fear punishment. If you see Melachim, like the book of Navi, Melachim, it means wisdom. Yishayahu, you should expect consolation for your loss. Yirmiyahu, you can expect punishment. If you see Tehillim, it means piety. Mishlei is wisdom. Eov is punishment. Shir Hashirim is piety. Koheles is wisdom. Echa is punishment. And Esther is, you can expect a miracle to be performed for you. If you see Rav Yehuda HaNasi, you can expect wisdom. If you see Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you can expect wealth. If you see Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, you can expect punishment. If you see Ben Azza, you can expect piety. Ben Zoma, you can expect wisdom. If you see Acher, who was Elisha ben Avua, but he went off the derech, and he became like a big Rosh, so we call him Acher, but throughout Shas, he's Elisha ben Avua, then you can expect punishment. All animals that you see in your dream are good, except for elephants, monkeys, and martens, which is like a type of weasel. However, how can we say that elephants are a good sign? So how can we say that elephants are not a good sign, meaning all animals are good except for elephants? We know a brisa that says that if you see an elephant, it means that miracles will be performed for you. So we answered that if you see an elephant that's saddled, then you'll have a miracle. If it's unsaddled, then that's a bad sign. All metal that you see in your dream is good, except for if you see a hoe, mattock, or an axe. And this is only true when the blade is in the handle. If the blade is not in the handle, it's not a bad sign. All fruit that you see in your dream is good, except for unripe dates. All vegetables that you see in your dream are good, except for turnips. But Rav, we know, says that he only became rich after he saw turnips in a dream. So we answered that it's a good sign when they're still on their stems. All colors that you see in your dream are good, except for tcheles, which is a bluish-greenish color. Cherries, inferior dates, and unripe dates are things that you consume, but they don't give pleasure to the body. Washing, anointing, and going to the bathroom are things that are not consumed by the body, but bring pleasure to the body. Good sounds, sights, and smells calm the mind. A beautiful house, wife, and furnishing lift the spirits. Fire is 1/60th of Gehenim. Honey is 1/60th of Man, the man that fell in the desert. Shabbos is 1/60th of Olam Haba. Sleep is 1/60th of death. And a dream is 1/60th of a nevuah. Sneezing, sweating, going to the bathroom, seeing caries, seminal emission, sleep, and having a dream are good for a sick person. Cabbage, beets, dry pennyroyal, animal stomach, an animal's womb, an animal's diaphragm, and small fish cure a person from his sickness. And we also know that small fish is good for your entire body. However, eating ox meat, fatty meat, roasted meat, poultry, roasted eggs, shaving, eating cress, drinking milk, eating cheese, bathing, eating nuts, and cucumbers makes you even more sick and will return you to your sickness if you're starting to get better. And we know that Tanit Dvei Rabbi Yishmael says that cucumbers, why are they called kishuim? Because they're bad for the entire body. However, Rav says that Rebbe and Antoninus always had cucumbers at their table. So the fact that they had cucumbers, that makes it sound like cucumbers are a good thing. So we answer they're bad when they're big and they're good when they're small. If you see a corpse in your house, that means you're going to have peace in your house. If they ate and drank in your house, this corpse, that's a good sign. However, if they took vessels, that's a bad sign. Rav Papa says that any vessels that they take is a good sign. However, if they take a shoe or a sandal, that is then a bad sign. Those are the only vessels that if they take are a bad sign. And if they put anything in, that's a good sign. Unless they put dirt or mustard in, that's a bad sign. The Mishnah had said the bracha that you say on Avodah Zarah being uprooted. So the Braisa brings down the bracha you make on an idol being uprooted and on idols that were uprooted in Eretz Yisrael. And we said that it's a different bracha for idols that were uprooted in Chutz Laretz outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in Israel, everyone's Jewish. The majority is Jewish, so you have a certain bracha. And outside of Eretz Yisrael, where most people are not Jewish, there's a different bracha on the uproot. On idols being uprooted. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, no, it's actually the same bracha in Chutz Laretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in the future, everyone is going to convert when Mashiach comes. Rav Nuna says there is a bracha you make on certain sites in Bavel, on the ruins of a city, in the ruins upon seeing the ruins of Nebuchadnezzar's palace, upon seeing a lion's den that Daniel was thrown into, upon seeing the furnace that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, the prophets, were thrown into and miraculously saved. Daniel also saved from the lion's den. Upon seeing the ruins of Avodah Zarah, or where Avodah Zarah used to be, or the place where they would take dirt that they would use to build, on all those places, there's a special bracha that Rav Hamnuna brings down that you would say. Rav would say a bracha on the donkeys that would be carrying that dirt that was being used for building. Marbrei Rav Ina would put that dirt in his turban when he came to Bavel and he would throw it outside. And Rav Ashi said that, I didn't hear this teaching of Rav Hamnuna about all these brachos. I didn't hear it, but I just logically figured out that you would have to say these brachos. Shkayach.